This is a Collider.com audio interview.
So how long were you guys in production on this film?
Well, production is a weird thing. How long over from the beginning to the end was about 3 years. But we weren't always, you know, shooting every day, you know what I mean? And a lot of days we weren't shooting.
He would just call you up like every once in a while and say, like, I got the camera, I got an idea.
Just pretty much, right?
Yeah.
It seemed like there was a lot of different styles in this picture compared to some of your other works, a lot of handheld type of stuff.
Is that mine?
Yep.
Thank you very much.
Did you take any type of different approach to this project than you did others?
Yes. Because I was shooting DV with a small, lightweight camera, it was so beautiful to me to be able to hold the camera and float around and let it move according to what I was feeling or seeing. Whereas before, you're behind a massive camera, in front of you is an operator and a focus puller, and you got a kind of a barrier. Even if you wanted to move, if you felt a thing, it wasn't possible. And like I say, the next take you might say, can you drift in on this line a little bit like this? But it may not happen the same way the next take. So it gives you this ability to really kind of be in there and stay in there because it's 40-minute takes. It's very beautiful.
How different was it for you having worked with David on previous projects?
You know, again, I'll almost repeat the same idea of liberty that comes with working this way. You know, that you're liberated as an actor in the same way David describes. You never miss anything because you're right there. You never miss an opportunity of being in the moment because suddenly now, not just performance, but the camera is offering that in-the-moment opportunity. You can catch anything, and he can hear what the actor seemingly off-camera is doing and want to capture that and just flip around. And because of the luxury of a 40-minute take, if you need it, 40 minutes in the camera, that you could shoot an entire scene without ever stopping, and he could get all the coverage he wants, and we are staying within the moment of acting out this scene and, you know, not cutting and resetting, but in fact, even while filming, talking to me, because the luxury of the lack of expense as well, to say, let's do it again, okay, go back to this line, let's keep going, and you're just, as an actor, it's just an incredible feeling to stay true to the mood, the feeling that's going at that given time.
David, could you talk about how this film relates to some of your other work? Because there seem to be like similarities with Mulholland Drive, and we actually saw clips from Rabbits in this film. So is this film an extension, or how would you view it?
It's different, but similarities, because it deals with, as Mulholland Drive did, the movie, you know, industry, and it has a female lead.
Thank you.
Then it kind of takes off and becomes different.
It felt almost a little bit like a collage of some of your previous works, like you were taking just little snippets and saying, was that intentional? Or?
No. Ideas come along, and catch an idea, and sometimes you catch an idea that you fall in love with, and you see the way cinema could do that. It's a beautiful day when that happens. And the idea tells you everything. Now, because we got our own kind of mechanism, we kind of fall in love with certain kind of things. But every film is different, and it's based on the ideas that come. And they are the things you try to stay completely true to, and all the elements you try to get to be feeling correct before you walk away, and you go.
So, Laura, with this particular role, you had so many different levels, so many different performances, various versions of the same person layered upon each other. How was that working for you with the script and what you had to do as an actress and your focus? How did that change for you as opposed to other films you've done?
You know, more than ever, the day's work was at hand and what I had. Given that we shot in such a way that David would write a scene and we would film that, and then he would write another scene and we would film that, and so on. It forced me very luxuriously into the moment. I didn't necessarily know what had come before or what was coming after. And whether one perceives it that I am different people or that I am aspects of one person, either way, you can really only act that one way, which is being the person you are in that moment. So in a way, not knowing everything and trying to somehow get to logically minded as an actor and try to help the audience understand how this relates to that, etc., I was freed from any of that by David keeping me in the moment with whatever character I was playing, you know, whichever aspect of the story I was involved in. And that was extremely freeing, and in a way, I think allows for more imagination as an actor, because you know, as much as an actor wants to believe, I think, this is just from my own experience, that they are not informing the audience, there can be a pitfall of feeling like, because my character is going to do this five scenes from now, maybe I should give them a little bit of a taste of that so they know what's coming. But as we see, human nature doesn't work that way. And we're deeply surprised in the news when we hear so-and-so, who seemed like such a nice guy, did this atrocious thing. And so being forced by the director, if you will, to just be this aspect of what I'm supposed to explore, I think made me get to be braver by default, not intentional.
Would you have only wanted to approach a movie with this, you know, scene by scene, with David? Is he the only director that you would really trust yourself to do that with?
Well, I'd rather only work with David, period.
Because he's working with him now. Watch what happens next time. Oh, I'd only want to work with Robert. Or
well, they know. We've met many times before
yeah,
when
exactly
you weren't
right
here.
It's all baloney.
Going back to their wives, like, can you believe what she's doing? Yeah. Poor David Lynch. He doesn't realize that Laura has said this so many times. But I think for myself, I watched David do this with many other actors on this movie. But I don't know that I could have done it with many other directors, because, you know, we've been asked if we have a shorthand, and in fact, we have a remarkable one. I'm sure he has it with the other actors he works with, but for me, I have the ability, from knowing him since I was 17, separate from who he is as a director to me, to intuit what he needs. And he can intuit what I'm going to express before it happens. So it's not just what the movie's about or the character I'm playing, but even as an operator, a cinematographer, I felt like David moved his body and the camera into place just when I was thinking of moving that way. You know, there was that thing that happens that is...
Laura actually directed this picture.
I did. And he was wonderful.
With that scene by
we cut his part out.
With that scene-by-scene approach in filming, did either of you ever consider releasing it as a set of short films?
No.
A set of long films.
You know, after a while, the scene-by-scene revealed more. And then I wrote a lot of stuff, and we went and shot more traditionally. You know, we could shoot for several weeks, and have stuff to shoot and organize like a regular shooting schedule. But it was just in the beginning that it was scene by scene. And those were could have ended up just being that, a scene, separate, you know, by itself for the internet or whatever. But I didn't know what it was going to be. So I'd shoot a scene. And then I get an idea for another scene and shoot that scene. And lo and behold, after a bunch of them, a thing came out.
So your working process on this was a little different.
A little different.
So, now, with the freedom of digital video, do you see yourself making movies more in line with this, or this kind of process?
Not this process, but with digital video. And I think maybe I would, you know, it would be nice to have a script written up front. But it just didn't happen that time, this time.
But as he said, I mean, there were chunks of the film that surfaced that you wrote towards the end. I mean, we shot a month.
It all starts coming more and more and more.
And like we shot for like 4 or 5 weeks solid at one point. Like, I mean, almost
sure.
Like a traditional movie.
That's
because
why
we had so much work to do.
Right.
So it was all linear?
Totally linear. It's a straight ahead linear thing.
In every way.
No, it wasn't all linear, but there was a lot of scenes that were there.
And
some could have been, you know, back in time, some could have been here, and then a chunk right now, like that.
Laura, in a scene like one of the opening scenes when your character is speaking to the old woman, when you're shooting a scene like that, is it as creepy as it is to do it as it is that we see on film, or is it not as bad before they put in the music and the close-ups? And
or is Grace just creepy, period?
Well, I have to say she's the nicest, loveliest lady, but having met her on Wild at Heart, I'm just damn terrified of her every time I see her. I can't get over who she has been made out to be by David when I see her, but you know, it's the beauty of working with David is that you are, again, speaking of being in the moment, you are there in the moment, and you may have a sense that something is disturbing or a sense that something is funny, but when you're in it, you're just trying to make it as authentic as it is, and then when you reflect back or when you see it as an audience, something that even seemed straight when we were shooting it, to me, is just hysterical. Like, I pretty much think he's, you know, the best comedy director going, but, you know, other people may not see it that way. It just depends on how you take it.
And Laura Grace is seeing a psychiatrist.
Hilarious. But Grace is hilarious. And when I was doing it, she was terrifying. So I don't know why it worked out that way, because I wasn't sitting across from her.
So now I have to ask.
Last question.
Whoa, that was quick.
Yeah, it was.
How can we possibly get into this?
And we didn't even get our...
And this is something you might not even be able to answer, but is Twin Peaks ever going to be released entirely on DVD? Are we ever going to...
For sure it is.
We're still waiting for season two.
Yeah, it's coming out, I think, next spring.
Okay, good.
I think so.
For the record, I'm still waiting for Lost Highway.
Yeah. It's all color-corrected, timed, high-def masters ready. It's, I think Universal owns it now, and Lost Highway did not make a lot of money at the box office, so they probably have it way low on some list for DVD. I don't know when they'll get to it. Haven't heard a thing.
You got a great import version of it on DVD right now, too.
Uh-huh.
So hopefully.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Have to write to Universal.